RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan, High Noon in the District of Columbia. Steve Zabin sitting in for B. B enjoying some G. Mitch time with the grandkids. I hope everybody's having a wonderful holiday season. Driving around with no traffic, no school for kids today. I can't imagine anybody's going to work. This office building seemed like it was closed today. Did you park in the garage?
Absolutely.
And the garage gate was down. I was like, what the hell's going on here? The storm door
was down, and I said, oh, boy. I hope that this thing will take my credit card today because I want to get in. I need to get in here. By the way, CK and Drab are here.
Drab just left.
Okay.
but don't rat him out. Don't rat him out. CK is here. I was pretty damn surprised to see the cluster buster in the building today.
Yeah.
Now, Zabe, I said we've reached a point when we eventually get, because we'll hear from Dan Quinn, I guess not today. I guess we'll hear from DQ Monday. We have Monday will be the post game. Then Wednesday, then Friday, then presumably after the Eagles game, and then another post game after, the Monday after the Eagles game. So that's five or six scheduled
press availabilities
with Dan Quinn.
Of which zero questions will come about the Eagles game, because who cares?
Right.
Other than just who's going to start at quarterback.
Right.
Now, Walker wants Driscoll to start, and I go, why? He's like, I don't know, I just want to feel like we have a new toy to play with.
I thought Johnson was good. I'm cool, like Driscoll's
not going to be any better than Josh Johnson.
We won't hear from Adam Peters until a season end presser. I'm guessing Harris will be there also. And I said, my question for Harris is how confident are you in these two to fix this thing? And you said you have a precursor
to
that. Yes,
I think the more important thing is, and this will be something I'm sure they're already debating inside the building out there in Ashburn, before you decide on how we're going to fix it, you have to then agree on what happened. Like the agreeing upon the narrative of, okay, what happened to make this year go so poorly? That's an important thing that you have to come to at least some loose agreement on. Because I could argue, well, what happened was you had surprise success with a phenom rookie QB. You couldn't possibly say that was a fluke, and we're going to proceed apace with our full rebuild and teardown of what is not right with the team. We have to press ahead and lay some bets on some marginal ideas that may or may not work out. The narrative of what did you do is important to then assess what should you fix. I don't disagree with what they did this year. They did what they had to do. In fact, some of the I would say subprime bets that they made actually worked out. Bobby Wagner had a better year than I would have ever thought.
Jacob Martin's been fantastic.
Yes. Ertz was not bad until he blew his leg up.
Right.
You can't blame him on that. Eckler, I don't know. I love Eckler, so I'm biased. I can't really comment on him. But, you know, these are all things that didn't quite work out. Why did they not work out? Because they were bad ideas to bring back older guys who probably you should move on from? Or was it a good idea that just didn't work out? So once they figure out an agreement on the narrative, then they'll decide, here's where we need to fix it.
What do you think the answer to that is?
Well, I think it varies by the person. I think there are fans that believe different narratives. What do I think they're going to say?
No. What do you think? Do you
think the idea
was correct?
What's my idea on the narrative?
Right, yeah. Or the idea was incorrect?
My narrative is they had a choice. They could pick this year or next year to be good, and they picked this year, and unfortunately, it blew up in their face. That does not bode well for next year. That's a pessimistic outlook for 2026, which many fans don't want to hear, don't want to consider. But the rational football brain in me says, well, that's what it is. It sucks. But that's my basic narrative.
We were just in the kitchen and Linnell asked me, you know, how screwed do you think they are for next year? And I said, well, there's real holes. They don't have a ton of picks. They have a lot of cash. They could sign some folks. But I think the reality more and more in the NFL, to be a deep January team like they were last year, really all hinges on elite quarterback play. To be a deep January team. The days of elite defenses carrying you late. Like, it can still happen,
right?
But it generally happens with a stud quarterback. And I think it's easy to be pessimistic about 26 based on 25. However, if Jaden's back to 24, they're in every game. Like, if Jaden comes out of the phone booth as Superman again,
right,
they're back, baby. Like, it is that relatively that simple. Now, do you want to have a better roster around him and build up every aspect of this? Absolutely. But if you can get Jaden back to that, is the Bills roster that loaded?
No. No, in fact, I think the Bills have been eating out on, hey, Josh, do something amazing.
And that's what Washington did last year.
I know.
You had a human eraser covering up mistakes.
Yeah.
And this year, the eraser got a little beat up, and the mistakes were overwhelming.
I think it's almost like if you break your putter in the middle of your round, you're not going to score very well. You're going to be putting with a wedge,
right,
which you can, or a hybrid, which you can. You're not going to be draining a lot of putts. You lose your quarterback for half the year, you're going to have to really struggle.
Now, are there exceptions to that?
Yeah.
The Niners have built the culture and the depth, and they have the schematic advantages, we both believe, right? Like, San Fran went through a zillion injuries, and they're good still. But I don't think they're Super Bowl good. Maybe I'll be proven wrong. The Eagles have so much talent on that roster that even when their quarterback and their offense underperforms to a crazy level, they're still able to put together a double-digit win season. But these are years in the making.
If it makes anyone feel any better, probably doesn't. I would argue that they're not screwed. They're crippled. They're crippled by the horrific drafting of the previous regime. And it's going to take another cycle, another 12-month cycle, to really get this thing going again.
I am growing. I don't disagree, but
screwed is when you've got a ton of guys. Like, screwed is what the Saints were
forever
when they ran up the bill on all these guys. I just think this team is crippled by the horrible roster management of the previous regime.
I'm getting close to being done hearing that, but I don't disagree with you.
Okay.
Because I think there's real questions
there's
about
a lot of excuse,
the
maybe.
Current roster management.
Well, there's over a fair the last point on seasons. That. Yeah.
You know what I mean? All right. We've been telling people to call. They've been calling. We haven't taken their calls.
No, you've been telling them.
That's true. And not taking them. Rick is on the route. Our guy, Ricky. What's up, buddy?
JP, what's going on? Mister, you are looking live. Steve Zaman, how are you?
What's up, Ricky?
I'm good. Hey, real quick before I get to the Washington stuff, when you look up on HBO Max, or I think it's Prime, one of them, and you look up Christmas movies, guess what comes up?
What?
Die Hard.
Of course. Yeah, it's now been certified and listed in every guide and in every little list of Christmas movies. So that's why I said the debate was over. That's why I said the debate was over. It's now certified Christmas movie. Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah. Maybe their game, too, is pretty good also.
Rick,
so
what are your questions for the Commanders?
I'm sorry?
Go ahead. You're about to make your point.
Now, as far as Washington, I think they'll be okay. The point that you said, JP, is I think the most important thing. As long as Jaden is healthy and can be the Jaden of last year, I think they'll be in good standards, and they should be able to move forward. Just fix the pieces of the defense that need to get fixed, because there's a lot of holes there. But like I said, as long as Jaden Daniels is there, hopefully there's, and he's the same Jaden Daniels, then he'll be all right. And JP, hopefully you started Debo, if you did, because he did not too bad for you if you started him.
We'll get to that.
My guys, so.
Thank you, Rick. Merry Christmas, pal.
Oh, by the
Merry Christmas, guys.
Debo popping the lid off of Oliver Wilson.
That was awesome.
Like it was a Coors long neck. Was phenomenal. That was a jump out of your Barca Lounger highlight right there.
Debo doing that and then Javonte Williams doing it to Mikey Samers still.
That's, yes.
Was
fun stuff.
Well, and a full illustration of why there's no tanking in the NFL.
Now, you still front have to tackle
offices,
people.
Front offices and coaches can not let certain guys play. They can shut you down. Hey, you're injured. We're done for the year here.
Right.
Front offices and coaches can do that. But when you're on a football field and 75, 80% of those guys have no guaranteed money for next season,
yeah,
nobody's tanking, dude. If you take a play off, your helmet's going to get knocked off.
I will argue that this helps Debo this winter.
Yeah.
Highlights help. The rational mind should say, okay, one play shouldn't matter. Do we want to spend money on this wide receiver who's getting up there in age? But highlights matter. That's a good highlight for him to have going into the winter.
Hell yeah. And it's, hey, I did that in week 17 when everything was lost.
That's right, because you're saying I care.
What, you know, week four?
The fact that George Pickens was out there playing and for the most part giving decent effort. Last week he did not.
He had a serious alligator arm on a high ball with Bobby Wagner closing.
I know he did, but I'm just saying,
fantasy,
I'm just saying the fact that he's even out there tells you that he...
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He too needs to and wants to get paid.
Well, he's also, George Pickens is currently dealing with the Jerry dance. So he's not even auditioning for others. He has to show, I mean, hell, they had it in the Hard Knocks scene, which the team approves, right? The team has final say of what makes Hard Knocks. And they had a scene with Jerry and the coaches at the table talking about how much does Pickens love football.
Yeah.
That ain't an accident. And then, therefore, not... Dude, if you watch the routes...
Everything is a show to Jerry. That's the thing. Everything is theater to Jerry. That's why they're perennial losers.
The routes Debo and CD... I'm sorry, Pickens and CD were running yesterday, nobody was looking for much contact. Everything was outside and deep.
Yes.
And you said Debo made some money yesterday. You're not incorrect.
I didn't say he made money. I said it helps him.
Well,
like, it's a good highlight to have. We'll see if he makes money.
Well, he also made money yesterday.
Oh.
He hit two incentives yesterday. $450,000 bonus for 70 receptions on the season.
Oh, nice.
$250,000 bonus for 700 yards on the year.
Nice. And so, now the league is going to find ways to steal the money back from him, probably by claiming that he lowered his helmet and used it as a weapon. Therefore, he's fined $43,962. And they'll announce that on Friday, JP, when nobody's watching.
Well, he made $700K yesterday, so I think it'll be all right.
By the way, Jerry Jones said on The Fan in Dallas that he dressed up as Santa Claus and went around passing gifts to players at the team hotel before the game the previous night. He said, I know this team got so much out of it. I'll never forget it. A lot of fun. We were laughing. A buddy of mine, a Cowboy fan, is like, yeah, they were laughing at Jerry Jones. They don't take him seriously.
No, especially now. My wife, I've forced her to watch some of the Hard Knocks. And there was a scene, it must have been after they lost at home to the Vikings, where Jerry like got up in a huff to like storm off, but like he's moving kind of slow.
He's not spry anymore.
No, to get up and storm off when you kind of are moving slow is kind of a tough scene. Tailgate Ted is on the line. Hello, Ted. How do you do, buddy?
I'm good, boys. Happy Boxing Day. How you guys doing?
Happy Boxing Day to you.
My favorite day of the year. I'm the king of returns, you know. I return everything. I've been put on the no-fly list from Best Buy multiple times. They're like, yeah, you're returning a lot of stuff, so this purchase may be on you. Happy Boxing Day.
Well, they start charging you to return stuff at some of these stores nowadays.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
I return nothing.
So
good for you. You're a man who commits.
No, I buy nothing. I return nothing. I exist in this ether of like, I finally bought new underwear, which I've needed for some time.
Congratulations.
I accidentally sent it to my father-in-law's house. So, like, I'm not master of my domain, as Jerry Seinfeld would
You
say.
Bought the underwear online on Amazon?
Yeah.
Airstrike underwear?
Yeah.
So you called it an airstrike and went to the
store.
Hit the wrong house.
I hate going to stores. I hate it. Anyway, Ted, you wanted to talk football.
Yeah, I mean, your underwear, probably not a high topic, but I was curious.
It's more fixable than some parts of the team, though.
That is true, Zam. That is true. But Valdez mentioned this morning he would let Mariota walk, right, and keep Josh Johnson. Mariota is probably going to make $10 million next year or more because he made $8 this year. He was 1-for-5 as a starter. Curious what your thoughts are. Because to me, if we're even down to Mariota or Johnson, that just means something's wrong with Jaden again and we're back in this whole mess. Would you let the guy walk knowing you got other people you got to pay?
Do you have a better option at QB2?
No.
Any guys you think?
QB2, the season's done.
Okay.
I don't think the season's done going to Marcus.
If it's a 1-for-10 JP, pay it.
I agree.
If it's 2-for-20, pass. The number is the years thing. I want to have a non-awful QB2 who can win 2 games in the course of a 6-game run, if in case Daniels is hurt again. And QB2s that are not awful are hard to find, and they're shockingly expensive. At one point, Chase Daniel was making $7 million a year. And I'm like, nice guy, but Shrimpy McShrimperson, this guy's a $7 million backup who never plays?
I think you keep him. If I know Valdez well enough, he might have just been hoping the Ravens signed Marcus to be their starter, and he's just stirring that pot. That's my guess, Ted.
Oh my God.
Tell him I said so.
All right, boys.
I think Marcus is back, but I also think if you're Marcus, he's been very clear that he wants to continue to try to be a starter, and he should. Like, that's how these guys are wired. And last year, it made all the sense in the world for him to come back, and he went and shopped his services and, you know, found what the market said and came back. But maybe this year, especially, I mean, what are the Jets going to do? What are the Raiders going to do? Like, there could be jobs out there where he at least goes in knowing, hey, I know there's a young guy, but I might be the starter at least for the first 10 games, and it's a different feeling. But as far as a player, I like Marcus. I think he makes a lot of sense as the number 2 for Washington. Thank you, Ted.
Jared Stidham still in the league. Good Lord. I'm looking at depth charts at quarterback. It's
Where's slim. Stidham?
Stidham's with the Broncos behind Bo Nix.
Wow. I mean, I'm trying to find.
How about the fact, is there ever going to be a 30 for 30 JP on Trey Lance and why he was such a bust? The Niners traded up
with
a
that
lot
offensive
to go
staff.
Get. Yes.
Sometimes you see busts and you're like, all right, well, this kid was poorly coached and went to a terrible team. That was not the case. I'm trying to look at the highest paid.
Here's some
backup quarterbacks.
Okay, here's some guys I would take, by the way. Would be Tyrod Taylor, Ty Huntley, Jameis Winston, those type of guys. Malik Willis is going to get overpaid by somebody next year, and I think that's kind of a mistake. I think LaFleur crafted a very nice set of game plays for him when he's in there. So we'll see about that.
The quarterback contract mistakes right now. Tua is the top of the list, 53. That the Jets gave Justin Fields $40 million in guaranteed money is one of the most asinine things.
That's why they're the Jets.
What do you do with Daniel Jones if you're Indy? Coming off an Achilles.
That's a hell of a question. Me, I'd move right on down the road. He was a nice, brief idea who had a wonderful, flourishing year until that Achilles one snap. So much of it was predicated upon JT23 running wild.
Totally, and defense playing well.
Yeah, I would keep it pushing on that and go to the next plan.
Jeff, Heather McDonough, my great producer over at NBC4, texted me. She said, it's pretty interesting that you can get a firm commitment from the governor of Maryland to come on the radio show, but we're yet to hear back from Doc Walker. Is that accurate?
That is accurate, but I think Doc texted me. I got to look at my messages.
Oh, well, it would have been helpful if you told me that before I said the last thing. We're hoping to have Doc confirmed for one.
Hallelujah.
Yes, he is now. Woo! Yeah, that's why you got to ask that stuff in the break first, JP.
Or maybe you tell me in the break. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.